Good evening, everyone. I'd like to do two things this evening. I'd like to express my appreciation and gratitude, and I'd like to extend an invitation. I'd like to begin with a story that was shared by a member of our parish pastoral council as the closing prayer 2 months ago. And it is entitled, How Raven Brought Light and Why Seagulls Cry. It's a Native American legend. Once long ago, once upon a time, the Great Spirit created all things. It created the animals before the human beings. And as it created each of the animals, it gifted them with a cedar box. A cedar box when they were created. The bear opened his box and out came the mountains, large, dark, and wild. Rabbit opened its box to find water, the small, calm waters and the large, turbulent waters. When the other animals opened their boxes, all the things that comprised the world came into being. Fire, wind, and seeds for all the plants. One such box was given to the seagull, and it contained all of the light for the world. But the seagull did not open its box. It hung on to its box. It coveted its box. It held its box tight. It locked its box away. As a result of no light, it was in the cold darkness that the other animals would run into each other. Some would fall into the water. And the trees complained because there was no light for them to grow. And so all the animals gathered together to see what it was they could do to have the seagull share its light. The raven, which was the wise one and crafty, came up with an idea. One time as the seagull was sleeping, it put thorns all around where it was sleeping. And then yelled, "Seagull, seagull, quick, come. Seagull, quick, come." The seagull got up, grabbed its cedar box, and ran and stepped into all the thorns. And it began to cry because of the pain of the thorns. And it said, "Raven, please help me pull the thorns out." But the raven said, "I cannot see the thorns. There is no light. Please share some of your light." And so very little bit did the seagull open its cedar box, and a bit of light came out. And for the first time, all the animals saw the stars in the sky and how beautiful they were. And yet the seagull continued to cry out, "Please, raven, remove the thorns, remove the thorns." And the seagull said, "I have given you light." But raven said, "It's not enough. I can't see all of the thorns." And so it opened its box even a bit more, and light came out so brilliant that it blinded the seagull. And at that time, the raven knocked the box out of the seagull's hands, and it fell to the ground. And it fully opened up to let the light come. And the raven reached over, and all looked up. And first the moon fell out, reaching up to the stars in the sky. And then the sun spilled out, spreading a warm glow over the land, allowing the first day to begin. And that is how the raven brought the Great Spirit's light to the world. And why you sometimes see a seagull standing on one foot crying, remembering the pain from the thorns. We have all been given by our God a cedar box. And in this cedar box is the gifts and the talents and the light that God has entrusted to each of you, each of us. I'm here this evening to say thank you. To thank you all for opening up your cedar box and sharing the gifts that God has given you. To share the talents and the light that God has given you. Sharing it with this parish community. Sharing it with those in your relationships. Sharing it with the wider community. To having that light and that gift impact the lives of other people. Because as disciples of Christ as we are being called by our God to first acknowledge that God is the giver of all gifts, that we accept God's gifts gratefully, that we nurture all that we have been given wisely and responsibly, and that we share our gifts in justice and love. And that is what you have done. You have shared those gifts. You have shared them wisely. You have nurtured others. You have accepted that God is the giver of all that we have. The story that I just shared with you, the legend of the raven and the seagull, is a real story of how collectively those who were part of that legend in each of us here today take and bring about the brightness in the light in the lives of others. That you and I are called to make sure that we continue to open the cedar box that we have been given and to share that gift with those in our life, in this community, and in the bigger world. I also want to thank you for the gift that financially you have given to this parish. That you have given it through the capital campaign of which we have been about for 3 years and now come to an end. The way that financially you have given and gifted this community and the wider community on a weekly basis. All I invite you to do this week is to read the mailing that will come to you, reflect on it, pray with it. Might be a few too many pieces of paper, but we won't be saving a tree this week, but we'll be at least able to be informed of you. And I'd also like you to remember that in the story of the gospel, you have taken and filled the oil of life of other people. You have helped their lamps that sometimes have grown dim to be bright because you have filled it with the oil of who you are and the gifts you bring and the light you are. You have helped to make this community vibrant, alive, and faithful because you have shared that brilliance and that light of who you are. And that you have also filled the lives of other people outside of this community whose lives needed to have that oil in their lamp filled up. And you have done it by your prayer. You have done it by your generosity. You've done it by your compassion. You have done it as you have held up other people and as you have walked with people and journeyed with them and reached out to them. You have filled within them the lamp and the oil that was running out. And as pastor, I want to thank you for the way that you have filled the oil in my lamp of my life. At the times and moments in my life when it has been dim and going out and not very bright, you have filled and brightened the oil and the light in my life. And for that, I thank you. Remember also, though, that it is only what we feel within ourselves that we are able to give. Take the time you need to fill the oil of your own life in your own lamp. Do what you need to do to fill it and make it alive and vibrant. Take a moment of quiet. Take some time for prayer. Take some time to be a part of a faith group. Share your faith with someone. Take and read some spiritual book. Turn the radio off in the car and just be quiet with yourself and God and have that conversation. Fill yourself. Don't let that oil go out or go down in your life. It's important to you. It's important to the cedar box that God has gifted you with. So this is the invitation. On the wall in the commons, as you may have seen when you came in, is a large display of a bright sun. And on it is the words, "Let your light shine." And then coming from that are rays of what other commissions have done in this parish over the last year. Take time to read it. Take time to look at the story. It's printed there that I shared with you. And then I'd like you to think about doing this. There's little stickers that are round, bright suns. Take a moment and write on there, what's the light that you shine? What's the gift that you bring? What's in your cedar box that you have opened and brought into someone else's life? Write it on that little yellow circled sun. And then just peel it off and stick it on. And let it become a part of all of who we are. Thank you for taking the time to listen and to be with me in this. And once again, thank you for opening your cedar box that God has given each of you and how that has enlightened this parish community. Let's continue in our prayer.